All right, welcome back to Morning Glory. We've got Rita May on the phone. Kia ora, Rita.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for hopping on the phone with us. It's so lovely to have you on the show. You've got lots going on at the moment. You've just released your newest single, Poster Child, and I absolutely want to come back to talk about that a lot more a little bit later. But you've been on a roll releasing lots of new tracks, super busy. Tell me a bit about what's going on in your world. What have you been working on?
Well, yeah, it's all been quite hectic and fun. I've been basically just releasing like all the singles from the EP that I worked on last year, which has been super fun because I love all the songs and it's really fun to like, I don't know, just be like putting them all out in the world. And I'm kind of like, I guess while that's happening, I'm like overseas sort of working on the next thing at the same time, so it's all very music heavy, which is, you know, what we want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you've had a big year of traveling and you're currently in London at the moment, I hear. How's that going?
Yeah, I am. London's been good. It's been it's kind of like the end of my big like overseas music and traveling trip, so it's been nice. I just came off like 2.5 months in the States of like writing and recording. And so it's just kind of a different vibe everywhere. So it's just like fun to see how all the different places kind of work, which is cool.
No, totally. How's the kind of gig scene been over there for you?
It's been more, I haven't been gigging over here. I do actually have one gig in London, which is tomorrow night. but it's been more sort of just like songwriting and recording sessions, which has been really cool. It's very like, I guess, just going into a room with people you just met and like writing a song a day kind of thing, which is, I guess, like how lots of people do it everywhere. But when you're doing like 5 or 6 sessions of that a week, it's pretty crazy sometimes.
Full on, very busy. And last year you released your debut album, Super Feeling, which is such a great album. Tell me a bit about like the journey from releasing that to some of the music you're releasing this year. How has your kind of sound developed since then?
Well, I guess the Super Feeling project was, I guess, made like mostly, I guess lots of it was made in isolation. Like I wrote all those songs pretty much by myself except like one, and was recording tons of it by myself as well. Like it was quite a sort of, like I ended up working on lots of on it with lots of people to finish it, but it was quite like a sort of solitary like art endeavor, I guess. Which I feel like the album itself is a lot more sort of introspective and like very deep in my own little like bedroom kind of thing. Like it's very me by myself in a way in terms of the songwriting with that album. And I guess this one has been a lot more, I guess just a lot more collaborative. Like every song that I've made on this project has been made with a good friend, and like it's kind of come from this more like high energy session songwriting world, and like I've written lots of it sort of overseas and stuff, which I feel kind of shows. Like it feels like a more like high energy, like lots of energies in the room sort of project to me.
Totally. No, I totally hear that. There's a lot of big energy with these tracks, and you know, your sound is alt pop, but I feel like your other recent track, Big Star, is a lot more stripped back. Where do you kind of get inspiration for your sound and your music?
I mean, I feel like it just is a kind of subconscious thing for me. Like I've always loved pop music, but also gravitate towards music that has like pop music with a bit more grit, or like has been stuff I've always loved, but then also the sort of super stripped back lyric focus singer-songwritery kind of thing is like another one of my big music loves. And so I think it's, I honestly used to think about it so much, like, what should my sound be? Like, who should I be as an artist? And then I started just like kind of thinking about it less and just like writing and recording a lot more. And I feel like my natural inclinations ended up just like answering the question kind of for me for what it should be, which was kind of nice. Like, I've ended up actually not thinking about it too much, and it's kind of just happened, which has been kind of cool.
No, I get that. I love a kind of natural progression of it, and it comes out with a lot of passion, I feel like, with your music. And we're gonna listen to Poster Child just after this. Tell me a bit about that song. What was the inspiration and songwriting process of this track?
I feel like that song, it was such a sort of silly, fun day of a song. It was me and my friend Harry and Elisa. We all wrote it together at Harry's house, and it was basically just like, it's such a sort of childish song in a way, even though it's like, just in the way that it's such a, it's kind of like a lighthearted, completely attention-seeky, like, wanting validation song, which I feel like was just a fun perspective to write from, just like this complete unashamed like neediness or something, and then like make it like a dancey pop song was kind of the feeling that we were going for.
So fun.
Yeah.
No, I love that. And what's kind of next for you? You're still in London. Have you got some more gigs lined up, new music? What's next for Rita Mae? Tell us.
Well, I'm actually, so I have my show in London tomorrow, and then beautiful. I fly back to New Zealand the next day. So it's going to be New Zealand for the summer and stuff. Gorge. And I've got nothing to hard announce on the air, but hoping for some stuff around the EP in summer. And yeah, we'll just see. There's nothing confirmed, but I'll keep people posted.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're just going to finish releasing the rest of the EP is the main focus at the moment.
Gorgeous. Very exciting stuff. Well, thank you so much for hopping on the phone with us this morning. It's been lovely chatting with you, and the single is so great. All the music you've been releasing this year has been so awesome. So thank you so much, Rita.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. This track here is Poster Child by Rita Mae.
Thank you.